Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm producer Chris. September 23 now, and President Barack Obama was making a pitch for war with Syria. But a surprising twist saw a deal at the 11th hour. It's issue 246, selling the drama. And war, and guns, and the planet.
Top story this week, the war that nearly was, then wasn't, but that still might be. Syria update! And it's been a strange week in warmongering, Andy. When we left you last week, it seemed odds on that America was going all in on attacking Syria with the Obama administration pushing its ballistic chips across the table. But then the president decided that he wanted congressional approval for a strike, meaning that before the US bought that plan, the White House needed to sell the shit out of it. So that's what they've been trying to do over the past week. The president essentially needed to become a warmongering version of the ShamWow guy on late-night infomercials. Hi, it's Barack here for Syrian intervention. Damascus is a mess right now, but don't worry, for a limited-time offer, our patented series of airstrikes will clean that right up. All those tough-to-remove stains on humanity will be a thing of the past. Sarin? Gone. Blood? Gone. Religious tensions? What religious tensions? With an offer like this, you can't afford not to get involved. Call your congressman now. Offer available for a limited time. So a 48-hour media sales onslaught was planned. The president had 6 network interviews planned, plus an address to the nation on the importance of military action. He was officially adopting his role as salesman in chief. What can I do to put you in a series of surgical airstrikes today? All seemed to be moving in the desired explosive direction, and then Secretary of State John Kerry was asked an open-ended question in a press conference. He began opening and closing his mouth with collected sounds coming out, and suddenly everything changed. A reporter asked him, is there anything at this point that the government of Syria could do or offer that would stop an attack? To which the on-message response from Kerry, of course, would have been, sure, they can get down on their knees and they can kiss my angry balls. But no. Instead, Andy, Kerry went with sarcasm, which is always a wise tone to strike when it comes to delicate international diplomacy. And he said, sure, he could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week, turn it over, all of it, without delay, and allow a full and total accounting for that. But he isn't about to do it, and it can't be done, obviously. Going on to say, I mean, sure, were he to do that, I guess these words would, within hours, come back to bite me and the rest of the administration in the arse. But that's not about to happen, obviously. In fact, if he does do it, I will personally get a tattoo of Bashar al-Assad's arse on my arse. That is something that I will do. But that's not going to happen, obviously.
So within milliseconds of Kerry saying these things, and he was sounding pretty cross, kind of JK growling act he was putting on, but within milliseconds, Russia had jumped on his sort of casual offhand mumbling and said, oh yeah, that's a good idea, we'll go and ask Syria that. Now, Assad may be many things, but he's not an idiot. Actually, he is an idiot. But even an idiotic child knows when there's an ice cream dangling in front of its face. And the chance not to be bombed shitless by America, whilst also keeping key ally Russia on side, was a pretty dangly cornetto. So Assad said, why not? And Kerry and Obama then said, I suppose it turns out that asking nicely was worth a go. Now, I'm not saying, John, I'm not saying that asking nicely should have necessarily been plan A, but I think it should have been somewhere between plans A and X. So, but it appears that they fluked it, John.
It is incredible. Russia broken a deal with Syria, seemingly partly just out of spite, though. It's like Russia would be watching Kerry speak and said, did you just hear what Kerry said? You know what would be really funny, of course, doing exactly what he just said couldn't happen. You know, just to f*** with him. Now, I'm not sure war has ever been avoided in a more childish way, Andy. A White House official initially said that Kerry's remarks were, and I'm quoting, a major goof. But then the official position quickly became that any deal was definitely worth exploring. So Kerry essentially riffed his way into a major policy shift. And the next thing you know, Russia's brokering peace with Syria. He did it, Andy. I can't work out if John Kerry is bad at his job, good at it, or so terrible he's actually great at it. He basically blundered his way to peace. If there was a Nobel Prize for peace goofing, it would be his, Andy. He's an accidental Mother Teresa. He's a clumsy Dalai Lama. He's a slapstick Gandhi.
I was in a band called Slapstick Gandhi. It is absolutely extraordinary. And it turns out that don't actually need it done within a week. Now it looks like it's going to take a few months. John Kerry said, no biggie, I was actually thinking about a new tube of toothpaste, not handing over chemical weapons. I'll definitely need that within a week. Putin replied, right, great, hands in, 1, 2, 3, go team, peace. And they all lived happily ever after the end. So it's great news, John, that the war is over. Or at least the bit of the war that we in Britain and America have to give a shit about. That's fine. Everything else, shit happens.
Yeah, the Syrian genocide very much continues, but our part of the war is over, in which case, peace in our time, just not in their time. Now, apparently out of nowhere, we do seem to have a non-military solution to this crisis, and that's got to be good news for the Obama administration, right? Well, not if you listen to the media here, because on CNN, Nick Payton Walsh said the Obama administration, very much caught on the back foot, really struggling to catch up with the news. Now, if I was the president, Andy, and I am not, I really wouldn't worry about too much about struggling to catch up with the news, because from my experience of watching it, you can just stand back and watch the news run around in a circle like a headless chicken before tripping over its own dick. Then, boom, guess what? You're all caught up. This level of high-end gaffe work from John Kerry really begs the question, where the f*** was Joe Biden in all of this, Andy? Is he really going to let him get? Is he going to let himself get out peace gaffed by John Kerry? I've got to believe that he's in the White House right now in a pair of tearaway pants, saying, "Put me in, Coach. Put me in the game. I can bring Israel and Palestine together by running my mouth off. I guarantee it."
But it's extraordinary that asking nicely has basically worked. I mean, it does work more effectively after you've initially asked less nicely and tried to look threatening. I mean, that's just basic parenting.
Yeah,
John, so I'm sure you've discovered with your delightful doggy. You know, because you know, I have from my parenting career as well. Daddy can can Daddy have a go on your scooter? No. Okay. Look, what's that outside your bedroom window? A child eating bear? Yes, it is. Now, can Daddy have a go on your scooter? Oh, good. Thank you. Excellent sharing. Well done. So, let's go. So that's the negotiation protest, John. It's a dance as old as time itself.
Perhaps one of the reasons that this administration jumped on the deal like a jacked-up kangaroo is that polls suggest here that Americans were overwhelmingly against any kind of military intervention. Surveys suggested at the start of the week that around 70% of Americans were against airstrikes. Americans supported airstrikes about as much as they supported Crystal Pepsi. And look what happened to that. The Democrats' sales strategy on Syria has been a mess from the start, but that's hardly a surprise, because Democrats are terrible at selling things in America. Syria is just the latest example. They're currently struggling to sell healthcare to Americans when it will only do the country a huge amount of good, and it's also already law anyway. But look, public opinion has never stopped America from getting into wars before, so I don't know why it has now. A senior White House advisor attempted to sum up what should be one of the president's greatest strengths on the news last weekend, but which is actually one of his greatest weaknesses. He said, one of the things people like about this president is that he talks to people like adults, and he will make clear that there are two sides to every story and that these are complicated issues. You see, that is your problem right there, Andy. You're trying to sell a war. This is not a time for complicated issues. First rule of advertising. When you're selling something, you cannot acknowledge complexity. It's kryptonite. You don't advertise milk by saying milk. It does your body good. Unless, of course, you're lactose intolerant, in which case it can be a nightmare. And it does sometimes have that weird aftertaste, doesn't it? Let's accept that that's a fact. You know what? In the West, we probably have way too much dairy in our diet in general to be healthy. But still, milk! No, you don't do that. It's that acknowledging of complexity, which is why Democrats will never be able to be the effective military snake oil salesman that Republicans are. Look at the White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough. It was all over the TV here earlier in the week, making the case for war, saying, you've seen video proof of the outcome of these attacks. All of that leads to, as I say, a quite strong common sense test, irrespective of the intelligence that suggests that the regime carried this out. Do we have a picture, or do we have irrefutable, beyond a reasonable doubt evidence? Well, this is not a court of law, and intelligence does not work that way. What the f*** was that, Andy? Common sense! This is not a court of law. Intelligence does not work that way. Nice sales job, idiot. You just lost 300 million potential consumers. Now, this is not complicated, Andy. What? The point is, it is, but it can't be. That's the problem. Politically speaking, you can have no nuance if you want to sell a war. So if they really wanted to get this done, they should have called in the guys who could have really sold it. Cheney, Rumsfeld and Bush, Andy. The A-team. And I'm not telling you what the A stands for there. Those guys were the best at selling America a war that it didn't want and definitely didn't need. They were the Sterling Cooper of warmongering. They knew that selling a war is about brand discipline, Andy. Rumsfeld said in 2002, the idea that this is going to be a long, long, long battle of some kind is belied by the fact of what happened in 1990. 5 days or 5 weeks or 5 months, but it's certainly not going to last any longer than that. You hear that, Andy? Iraq certainly wasn't going to last any longer than 5 months. Was that based in any kind of fact? No. Did he say it anyway? Of course, because Rumsfeld knew how to shove a war down people's throats. And it turns out that if you weren't happy with the war you just bought, you could call his complaints line at 1-800-GO-F*** yourself.
Well, there you go. We're doing some live shows in June. It'll be like listening to the Bugle, but with real people on stage, although some won't be on stage, they'll be on a screen, but they'll still be amazing people. And there's only a couple of tickets left. And I've got nothing else to add.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.